Hi everyone. So in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the four things that wealthy people tend to not invest in and some generalizations I've seen, which of course don't apply to everyone, but apply to many people. Now, number one, they're less likely to invest in off-the-shelf solutions offered by some of the big brands. In other words, the likes of Prudential, Manulife and those kind of companies, they tend to be very popular amongst the emerging middle class in many developing countries. And also around the world, and they target millions of people in small premiums with kind of off-the-shelf retirement solutions, which are linked to also insurance, like life insurance, and so on. But in general, wealthy people are more likely to want something more specific. In the same way, when it comes to real estate, they might deal with a boutique real estate company that has a very specific offering, or they might deal with a very specific recruiter, for example, I don't know, an IT recruiter specialized in the pharmaceutical industry, or I don't know, a recruiter specially for engineers in oil and gas for expats or whatever. When it comes to finance as well, they're more likely to want something very specialized, which is kind of very much tailored to their own situation rather than off-the-shelf offerings. Also, they're much less likely to invest in get-rich-quick schemes and trends like Bitcoin. In general, you'll notice that a lot of people who invest in those kind of things tend to be younger. They haven't seen as many things happen, as many trends before, so they're less skeptical. Whereas a lot of wealthy people, they don't want to actually change what's a winning formula, which is getting rich slower, and they already have more money, so they're less likely to invest in these trends and also get rich schemes. They're also less likely to hold individual stocks. Now, that doesn't mean they don't ever hold individual stocks, but especially huge positions like 30% of their portfolio in Amazon or Apple, like these kind of massive positions are less likely to be entertained by wealthy people. And also something like savings bonds. So somebody, for example, who instead of getting 1 or 2% in the bank could just tie their money up for 3% in the bank. And now, as many banks will say to customers, if you keep the money in for 2 or 3 years, actually you are going to make slightly higher interest rate. Those kind of things are also less likely to be popular amongst wealthy people. Now, these are generalizations, and what I would say is it also depends on how someone got wealthy and how sustainable it is. In other words, I have seen plenty of inherited wealthy people who have done these things. So for example, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds who have invested in Bitcoin and trends or other things, including single stocks, but they haven't earned the money. I've also seen people who have been wealthy for a short amount of time invested in these things. But these kind of four generalizations that I've seen tend to apply to the sustainably wealthy.